What's the atmosphere in Juneau going into this session? I've heard some doom and gloom on one side. Is there any optimism of good things? What's at the forefront of your mind heading down?
Well, I think most people know that we're now in an era of very pronounced budget deficits. When I left Juneau in April, we were looking at a deficit of something like $1.4 billion, oil being priced at $105 a barrel. Well, as 2015 rolls around and the start of session is just a few days away, we're now looking at possibly even a $5 billion shortfall at today's spending levels. So the mood in Juneau is going to be one of great concern and of trying to balance the short-term needs of keeping sustainable basic services in place, all the while keeping an eye on the long-term future of state government and the ability to make some $12 or $13 billion in liquid savings accounts that we have today, to make that last well in the future as we transition into some other form of economy outside of oil, or hopefully in the meantime that oil rebounds and that we get natural gas online and we have the opportunity to help contribute to agency services in Alaska, which really have grown exponentially in the last 10 years or so, in a state that's far-flung, that's high cost, that is very remote, and, I think many would argue a state that even today continues to underserve its residents in terms of essential public services.
Up to a $5 billion deficit. Have we been here before?
It's not unique, but the elements today, I would argue, versus back in the 80s and even in the 90s and early 2000s, when the price of oil at one point was $8 or $9 a barrel and what have you, I would say that the dynamics today in 2015 are different.
Because
our budgets are a lot larger. The state population has increased. We're looking at years and years of inflation-adjusted spending. We're looking at healthcare costs that are some 65 or 70% higher than the nation at large. And we're looking at a lot of services and programs that are now in place that weren't in place years ago. And not to get too doom and gloom about things, but we're also looking at a future where the North Slope and its world-class oil fields may have gotten to a point where they're on a perpetual decline. And we just don't have a replacement for oil revenues, which has historically provided up to 90% of all state revenues in the state.
We'll talk more about that with you in the future, I'm sure. But let me ask, as you're heading down next week, yourself and all the other lawmakers, we tend to think you head down there and try to get as big a piece of pie back for us as you can. Do you change your calculation heading down now? Do your fellow lawmakers change? Is everybody looking to tighten a belt together, or is everybody grabbing whatever crumb they can get back home?
I've been counseling every community leader that I've been in contact with to lower expectations, to focus on public health, life safety type of capital budget items, and to submit all the requests as they normally would, but with the understanding that what we're going to get funded, at least for this upcoming session, is going to be really a fraction of what we're able to fund just a short 2 or 3 years ago.
What's the most contentious thing you think will come up in this next session?
Well, it has to be the budget, of course, because that is going to be the overriding issue that will just sort of loom over everything we do down there. But I think there'll be other policy issues that are going to be very contentious. I think we, of course, have a new governor with a new administration, new commissioners. And with that comes a new philosophy on the recently passed Senate Bill 21 that was ratified by the voters this past August.
New governor, Bill Walker. What are your thoughts on the agenda you see so far, his budget priorities, his politics? Can you work with Mr. Walker and his team?
Oh, absolutely. I thought we worked well with the previous governor, Governor Parnell, although we did have some serious policy differences with the Parnell administration. And with the incoming Walker-Mallott team, I think for us rural legislators, and myself in particular, I will be more aligned with the approach that the new administration will be bringing in terms of a moderate approach to solving problems, and one I think that will be more amenable to looking at the challenges in rural Alaska at an upfront and close level.
You're a Democrat. He seemed to curry favor with a lot of Democrat voters, maybe because the party or the ticket was unified. But he seems to have pretty conservative philosophies, both socially and fiscally. What's your sense from the Democrats? Are they ready to work with Bill Walker, or is there some voter disappointment?
Well, you know, I think Bill Walker will bring to the table the philosophy that let's do what's right for Alaska first. And in that regard, he is going to curry support with both Democrats and Republicans and a lot of moderate voters in the state.
Bryce, so we hope for good things for the session. Thanks, as always, for stopping by to talk to KDLG.
Well, thank you, Dave. I think it's really been a pleasure. And I would remind everyone that please pick up the phone, send an email. I'm more than willing and make myself available to talk to anybody at any time that I can. So we really appreciate that two-way communication.